Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
I thought your shirt said pepperoni fest.
No, it's pierogi fest.
The pierogi fest, which, I mean, eh.
It's pierogies.
Pierogies are okay, I guess.
Pierogies are great. Pierogies are, you can't because of the gluten content, but I was going to say, pierogies could be anything. They could be sweet, savory, vegetarian, pescatarian, even though I do not recommend it, but you could. There's shrimp dumplings.
I eat pescatarian, but I don't think I would eat like a mashed potato and fish dumpling. But a shrimp dumpling, sure. I'll give that a go.
Is shrimp and other shellfish part of your diet?
Seafood, yeah.
It's just seafood. Okay.
Seafood day, okay.
Yeah, because I mean, well, pescatarian is technically fish, but...
Yeah, well, I'm not adhering to a religious doctrine.
Under the sea.
Yeah. the rule of thumb is seafood. Seafood day, okay.
The seaweed is always greener on somebody else's plate.
I don't think that's
you dream
the line.
About going up there, but that is a big mistake.
That's the right line. Yeah. That one is good.
Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Where I'm actually in a production of Little Mermaid right now. And my feelings on Sebastian, because we don't actually...
I like that you've referred to it as a production.
It is. Well, trust me, this isn't like your normal, like, whatever, bits besides the point. I can tell you about that later, because as we have discussed in this podcast, my love of musical theater is more than most. But the my feelings on Sebastian, because... We're doing it, of course, out in the western suburbs of Chicago, which means there are no black people in the actual cast. There's a few, but that's besides the point. But Sebastian is not being played by a black person, let alone a Jamaican. So I kind of feel that it's slightly racist to have somebody doing that accent who's not at least minimally African-American. I feel like you should be able to switch up Sebastian to whoever the ethnicity of the person playing him is. So I could do like an Italian Sebastian, like, hey, I'm a Sebastian. You know what I'm saying? You give her and she swim all over you. Hey, yo, whoa.
Forget about it, Ariel. Yeah. You trying to go to the ocean? You trying to get out of the ocean? Forget about it.
Ariel went out to be a human pasta fazoo.
Gabagoo.
Gabagoo.
All right.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
I mean, that sounds pretty good.
Exactly. You could get like an Irish Sebastian. Like, it could be anything. You just make it whatever you want it to be.
Some dumb gargantuan Slav.
Yeah, like, he's a Sebastian. Ariel, no, you stay here and squat on the ocean floor.
You're not allowed to leave ocean.
You're not allowed to leave ocean.
King Triton say you not leave ocean. You stay in ocean.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, that's what... I you could still have the song.
I'm a dumb gargantuan Slav.
You're Greek,
but I'm also the Slav.
Yeah, I mean, you're a little bit.
I can Slav squat. I can prove it. I can Slav squat.
I could before my accident. I bet you I still can, but
you'd never be able to get up again. you'd have to crab walk out.
Yes, like Sebastian.
See, there you go. It all loops back around.
Before we even start talking about gaming stuff, I want to make a complaint. Can I make a complaint?
If I said no, would you not?
Probably not. Tomorrow is Father's Day. At what age do we have to stop celebrating Father's Day? Do we have to keep up with the charade?
Until your dad's dead.
It's utterly ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. I'm my father. My dad does not care.
If you don't like it, murder your father.
Okay. That makes sense. All right. So we finished that there. I'm just... I'm like, why do I have to go... I have to go to my father-in-law's today. And it's... Because I refuse to let my wife
why
and or
kids... send a text message?
Well, that's what I said. I go, send him a card. He wants us to go out there. I'm like, it's an hour and a half fucking drive to his house. It's 3 hours of my day is just driving to there and back. Let alone the fact that I have to spend 4 to 5 hours there, sitting there, doing nothing, probably watching golf, because...
Ooh, golf.
Exactly.
I look forward to your golf viewing.
It's like, oh, Tiger Woods. Yeah, he's so good for being childhood abused by his father being made to play golf all
on
the
Father's
time
Day?
On Father's Day. Let's celebrate. And then everyone's all like, oh, Tiger Woods, look at him. He won his championship. Yes, he did. He should have been. He was abused as a child by his father, making him play golf constantly. That's all he got to do. He didn't get a childhood. No. I mean, I could do that if I didn't have a childhood, but I got a childhood, and it wasn't that great, and I'm still not good at anything.
See, you should have
so
played golf.
That's a good thing.
See, you should have been forced to play golf.
And then that's my one thing. And then my next thing that I have to complain about is the fact that white people have ruined another thing.
I don't know if that's possible. They've already ruined everything.
How
could you ruin another thing if you've already ruined everything?
Maybe I just discovered that they ruined this, and I kind of had an inkling that they had done this before, but white people have officially ruined food trucks.
Is this a white peephole moment?
Yeah. This is we were called racist.
Although now I'm interested. Yeah, I really want some clarification from the guy. Is he talking about racist towards white people? Because you can't be racist
towards
white
people. No, I don't believe you can.
This doesn't work that way.
No. White people just suck all around. But no, white people have destroyed the concept of a food truck.
I'm interested to hear is it like a slaw truck where it's just like three different types of coleslaw? And
no.
And you have to hold your hand open to the
That would be amazing.
You have to put your hands out to
eat it?
No,
it's the customers. It's like brunch. Like when I was complaining about before about brunch, white people have ruined food trucks. I go to a food truck fest, right? A little food truck celebration out there. Literally thousands of people. Like, I'm just, well, first of all, this goes back to what we were saying. There's too many fucking people in this world, and we need a culling.
Hey.
And second of all,
everyone knows my question, my questionnaire.
This is, so there's a food truck called the Happy Lobster Truck that goes around. He's very good. He's a local. He's from Oswego. I've been to him a couple times. His food's delicious. The line for his truck, even before it opened, was 50 people deep.
I'm going to throw it out there. You deserve it for going to a food truck fest.
I just thought, hey, it'd be fun. I have my son. My wife is out. I'm going to take my son. We'll go. We'll just spend the day.
A white person thought it would be fun.
That's right.
I know. Well, that's the thing. I realize that I'm part of the problem. But I was like, oh, shit, this will be fun. But no, it wasn't just like I went there just gonna. I'm going to go get some food. I'll go and I'll maybe walk around the park with my kid and then I'll go. Like, really,
you really blew it.
There were, you remember, you've never seen Gone with the Wind, but you know the famous scene at the end where they do, like, the pan, like, crane shot of, like, all the wounded soldiers on the battlefield?
No, I only know Clark Gable said, I don't give a damn, and, like, all of the men and women in the audience spontaneously orgasmed. It single-handedly caused the baby boom.
It did. And then he was a Nazi.
Dun-dun-dun.
No, Clark Gable wasn't the Nazi. Who was the Nazi? It was someone else. But the there's a famous scene where they pan out and you see like this field of all the wounded Confederate soldiers. Mm-hmm. And that's what it was like. It was like a field, but it was just full of people with fucking chairs and blankets, like having a fucking picnic. And I'm like, God damn, there's so many fucking people here.
I don't know.
I'm officially turning in my white card.
It's like you went to a shoot yourself in the foot convention, and you were like, I'm so mad I shot myself in the foot.
I agree. Luckily, because I have my broken back, I have princess parking privileges. So I was just like, hey, princess parking. And they let me go in.
When are you going to go full Monty and get the freedom scooter?
I'm very close.
When are you going to do it?
It's very difficult to do like the freedom scooter. It's like, it's a hassle. So like, for people who are truly disabled and use the Freedom Scooters, you know, more power to you, because that thing's difficult to use. It's not difficult to use. It's difficult to get in and out of the car and
like
that.
It's big.
It's big and it's bulky.
You got to get the hover around. It'll take you to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. But no, I'm just like, all right, I put it on the list. I have a list on my fridge of things white people have ruined. It's like brunch, Kanye West. Now food trucks.
I'm pretty sure Kanye West ruined Kanye West.
You know what's funny is I texted that to Kevin from Comic Logic, and he said that exact same thing. And he's a huge Kanye fan. No, I was like, no, white people ruined the Kanye the person, not Kanye the music. Mm. Kanye ruined Kanye the music.
Kanye the giant. All big.
Yee.
we put my demo CD in the Escalade.
I think he bought a house in Naperville.
Jordan Peele? Or
Kanye.
Oh yeah, well he's a psycho.
Yeah, he would go into this crazy right wing restaurant that's in Naperville. That's besides the point. All right, everybody. Welcome to Comic Book Logic. I'm your host, Joe. With me is always my co-host,
Steve. This isn't Comic Book Logic.
Oh, welcome to Game Classy Podcast. I am your host, Joe. And this, as always, is my co-host, Steve.
Hello.
Sorry, I'm on a... I'm
Jerry!
On
a... Hello.
Uncle Leo!
An Adonis? You said it was an Adonis. I need to get out there. An Adonis? You're falling apart.
Steve always topical with his TV humor.
I just reference Seinfeld a lot. I love it. Besides, current TV's trash. It's fucking Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon.
Big Bang Theory is no longer on the air, Steve.
Good.
I'm just saying.
That's some good fucking news.
You got to update your references.
That's some good news. No, I refuse. Who's the blurst of times?
I wanted to get into contrast paints, but before that, I wanted to talk about a news story that popped up today.
Did you want to slather yourself in contrast paints?
No, not particularly. No. Unless I will get contrasted, but I'm not the proper undercoat. I have to be spray painted the proper undercoat.
Fair enough.
Yes. I found out that there's an entire anime that's just about high school kids discovering hobby board games through their local flagship store.
Yeah, it's new. It's a new. It's really good. It's actually awesome. It's real games.
It's called After School Dice Club.
Yeah.
Hokago Saikoro.
It's actual.
Did I say that right?
I'd have to see it.
Hokago Saikoro.
Hokago Saikoro.
Saikoro.
Hokago Saikoro.
Kago Saikoro.
Saikoro. Yeah, you got it. For the most part.
Oh god, I've committed seppuku. I didn't even know it. I pooped myself.
I would be your second to chop your head off.
Nice. I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem. It's like he didn't even start and cut his head off. What the hell? It's the worst second ever.
That would be bad. I wouldn't do that. I would let you disembowel yourself first.
Thank you.
With honor.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. It's cool. And they play actual board games, which is neat.
I was watching a little bit of it. I'm like, they're not even, these are real board games.
They're like, actual real board games. Yeah.
Like, I'm like, this is like a YouTube how to play, but animated.
Yeah, that's some cool stuff. That's why I really like a lot of the hyper realistic slice of life things. There's actually a I don't know if it's going to get adapted to an anime, but there's a Magic the Gathering manga which is set in the 90s, and it's a guy and a girl.
Do, 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 do,
90s
do,
Japan,
do.
Sorry.
Oh.
It's a guy and a girl who are hyper competitive playing Magic the Gathering against each other. Like that's it. It's the 90s, you moron. Okay, see, now you're racist. See, now you've actually gotten there. You've actually gotten fully racist.
That's what Japanese music sounds like.
You've done it.
All I know is that Japanese music is two things. It's either that, or else it's K-pop.
See, you've actually gone full racist.
Whatever. We don't have any Japanese listeners. We just have American listeners who go to Japan and buy shit.
Yeah, but now you can't say that you're not racist.
Well, I never said I wasn't racist.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. You got me. You got me on a technicality.
I probably did say I wasn't racist.
Well,
it's not really
racist.
It's
over now. You got to backpedal it.
Not like I called them sand. What is it? Sand wearing goldfish tenders.
Sandal. Sandal.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said sand wearing.
No, I probably just my accent. Yeah, but it made me laugh when I was looking at this. I'm like, people will watch anything if it's in anime
it
form.
It looks fucking great.
It looks fucking
I would watch the shit out of that show.
They played Catan, though.
See?
You'd watch it when they played Catan.
And you'd be like,
fool, you've screwed yourself in your placement. You're never going to roll that 11.
Yeah, you just got to roll dice. It's like, you rolled the burglar. You lose.
You rolled the burglar. It's the bandit.
Not the burglar. It's the freaking burglar. It's the hamburglar. He's going to fucking...
Settlers of Catan, McDonald Land Edition.
He's going to burgle your hams.
Where everything is like, you got to roll for French fries. You got the French fry resource. Build roads. You need French fries and nuggets. You got to get some chicken nuggets.
You're going to burgle your hams.
Oh, no, you rolled a 7. Time to move the hamburglar.
Yeah.
Hey, we could do it. We could pull that off.
And the Grimace expansion, he just like he shows up on a tile and just destroys the tile as he moves.
Yeah,
very slowly.
Well, no, you wouldn't. That would be like some sort of weird expansion. You can't.
That's
just
the Grimace expansion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, pure expansion. Yeah.
Seafarers of McDonald Land.
Yes. Grimace of Catan.
Grimace of Catan. Oh, I like that. I like Grimace of Catan. That's I think that'll be the name of the episode. Grimace of Catan.
Grimace of Catan.
Grimaces of Catan. Remember when Grimace had four arms and was like a villain?
Yeah, he stole milkshakes.
Mm. McDonald's milkshakes, the worst milkshakes.
I mean, I don't think they're technically milkshakes, but they're pretty good.
Semi-gelatinous milk products.
Yeah. Milk byproducts.
Milk byproducts.
Yeah. They're like the milk, cousin to a milkshake.
Milk-ish products.
Yeah, kinda.
I was the other day, I was actually like, damn, I got a taste for a Frosty. I love Wendy's Frosties. Those are the superior gelatinous milk-based products.
But they're not a shake at all. They're not really drinkable. They're like a...
Well, you could drink them.
You have to let them melt first.
Yeah,
they're a tiny bit. They're like soft serve kind of.
Well, what you do...
I mean, I like Frosties, but...
You take it, and then you dip your fries in there, which used to be better when Wendy's had better fries, so My advice to everybody is go to McDonald's, pick up McDonald's fries, then go to Wendy's and get a Wendy's Frosty.
Do the fast food smorgasbord.
Yeah. So you gotta make sure you're doing this correctly. You gotta go to one of those off ramps in like central Illinois where they got like a Wendy's, a McDonald's, and like a Subway.
And just build your meal out of the various fast food places.
And if you're lucky, they got a Red Roof Inn or something like that over there.
So you can pass out after eating
you get the McDonald's
10,000 calories of fast food.
The McDonald's fries, the Wendy's Frosty, you dip the fries in the Frosty and eat it that way. I don't know if this is like a universal thing across the U.S. or a Midwest thing. I think it's pretty universal.
No, I think the fries and the Frosty is pretty universal.
Yeah, because Wendy's ruined their fries. Their fries are fucking terrible now.
I don't know. I haven't eaten at a Wendy's in like 5 years.
Yeah. I don't eat there that often because there's one that's close, but it's kind of difficult to get to. But they
don't have a fish sandwich.
Yeah, but Wendy's. Well, you shouldn't eat fish sandwiches in general. That's really bad for you. It's bad for the environment.
I'm gonna eat a fish sandwich.
You do that. But yeah, the fries are terrible. They shot themselves in the foot. Wendy's has the best dollar menu. Let me tell you that. Out of any fast food restaurant, Wendy's best dollar menu.
I definitely have eaten many a double stack in my time.
Yeah, exactly. The double stack, perfect. But anyway, what the fuck was I talking about with the Frosties and the milkshakes? We're talking about Catan.
You were talking about Frosties.
I got my whole tangent about Frosties anyway. All right, so let's talk about some actual stuff going on in the internet. Contrast paints dropped today.
Let's talk about contrast, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about everybody can't buy enough and everybody wants more.
I think it's a fad, personally, myself. I got to use it. It's fine. I don't think it's great. I think a lot of what you're seeing online are people doing it with the medium.
Yeah.
So you have to use the medium to get the desired effects that you want.
Yeah, you need the medium.
You cannot do it out of the pot and get what you're seeing online.
Yeah. Everyone's using the medium. But
not everybody's using the medium,
there's
Steve.
There's a pretty good I don't want to say it wasn't like tutorial, but like he basically took one base coat, one contrast paint, and then one medium, and he was just like, this is it with just the contrast paint, this is it with this much medium, this is it with this much medium, and just like it was the same model.
Yes.
But like, and you could see exactly what the effect was going
you,
for.
You have to remember, Steve, everybody online who is currently using it are professional painters who through Games Workshop have received their paints earlier and are able to show the very best that you can do with the contrast paints.
But no, this was literally like, this is one model covered head to toe in this contrast paint with just contrast paint.
I get it.
And then
these are professional painters.
I mean,
they're going to make
professional
it look good.
Professional or unprofessional, using undiluted contrast paint is not going to produce a different result.
Unless
you actually pour it on top. I guess if you pour it on top of the model.
I have literally, in three different stores, gone in and seen contrast paints, like people playing with them. The results are not good. So here's some of my things that like people have to remember with contrast paints. You have to do the under... Like, I don't think you could do it with cheap-ass primer. I don't think you can. Just looking at the way that it lays over the primer that they're
You need a smooth paint. It's got to be smooth.
It's got to be smooth. I think that the Games Workshop primer is not cheap, but it's also not as expensive as I thought it would be. It's only $20, which is still expensive, but it's better than most of the primers that you're going to, and the cheap ass primers like I use and I know you use. Secondly, you have to remember that if you're going to use contrast paints, you still have to make sure that you're painting in the lines, because if you go over the lines, the area that you're going to put the other contrast paint in, like, for example, let's say you're painting Imperial Fists, and if you're doing the yellow
fists
and you wanted to do black in the grooves, you can't paint the yellow over the black part, because you're going to end up with a different result when you paint the black paint over it. So you're still going to be spending an extraordinary amount of time doing that.
Fists.
Yeah, exactly. Prefer the crimson fists. With, what was the captain's name?
Cortez.
Captain Cortez. Bum, bum, bum. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, wait, we're being racist again. Never mind. Can you be racist against Spaniards?
Not conquistadors.
Yeah. Because
they were bad people.
What about the guys from Road to El Dorado?
Weren't they just like goons with guitars?
They were bards.
They were just bards, if I remember correctly. I don't know. They were all right. the girl from that movie is hot as shit.
With two C's. Thick.
Yes. Thick with two C's for sure.
I didn't know that thick meme with the ass there was like actually the guy from Solid Snake recorded it.
Yes, yeah. But the best one is the fucking Winnie the Pooh. It's like, I'm trying to sneak and get the honey, but I'm dummy thick and the clap of my ass cheeks has alerted the bees.
I will say, with the getting back to the contrast paints are very good at what they do.
Yeah.
One guy I saw online who is a crazy alt-right person who has a gaming blog that I follow because...
Of course he does.
He plays the Axis quite a bit in bolt action.
Of course he does.
Yes. He put down that they were standard, like, they were old GW inks repackaged. They are not the GW inks repackaged. You know how I know that? They taste different. Well, and they smell different, because I remember those old inks in the...
I used the old inks. They were nice, but they were like, they totally would not have the same effect.
No, they would not. But I remember...
I do remember the old inks, though.
Yeah.
I
remember
those.
Like with the old flip-top lids, which were probably the best lids, if I remember correctly. They were the hard plastic containers with the flip top.
Oh, yeah, the coat to arms ones. Yeah.
No, not the coat to arms ones. The hard plastic ones. That was post coat to arms. Coat to arms.
Well, because there was the twist ones, which were awful.
Yes.
Because there was.
You know, this was the twist ones, but they went from the twist to the flip top on them.
Oh, right. Remember that? Yeah.
Those were okay. I remember those because they had a more solid bottom that they didn't fall over quite as much.
I always want to make sure I have a solid bottom.
Yes. But I remember the smell too. They had a very unique smell.
Yeah,
like,
it kind of smelled like you broke a pen in half and just like snorted it.
Oh, yeah. that kid in school.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Billy's snorting pens again.
He's got like a red streak down one nostril and a blue down the other.
Yep. That kid.
That kid. But yeah, they're not the old inks. There's a bigger range, and B, they definitely coat much differently. The actual technique behind them is very nice. I think GW is marketing them as like, you're gonna get your entire army painted. I don't think it's gonna go much faster than most people paint most armies.
I don't know. I think there's gonna be some people who like are able to just get shit done now because it's such a just whoop, call it a daisy.
I personally myself, I was thinking about seeing if I can do a Orc and Goblin army for Age of Sigmar in 1 week. When I got, so I have summer break, so granted, I'm going to have much more time to do it than most people. But I was seeing, like, if I cranked it, could I do like a 200 model army in a week?
Should be able to. I saw a dude who did a pretty good. He used three different contrasts on Iron Jaws, and then he did like an all over. With a thin it was basically like hand painting contrast on these parts, and then he did a thinned airbrushed contrast all over, and it looked really good.
Well, I've seen some nice stuff, but as I say, a lot of these people are professional. We have to wait like a week before we see like the schlubs put their shit on Instagram.
Well, yeah, I mean,
and then
gonna,
I can laugh
there's
at
gonna,
it.
There's gonna be people using it incorrectly, but that's fucking normal. Just like people who use the like, there's people who use the current washes, not like they use too much.
Yeah.
So like,
well, exactly it.
But like this stuff is like, it's gonna be once you figure out the proper amount, I think people are gonna be able to crank stuff out reasonably fast.
This
it's not gonna help you on some armies though. Like chaos space marines specifically, I think you could end up either screwing yourself royally or getting a very fast paint job out of this, because you could set it up to where you just like contrast and then just paint the rims.
I was talking
the filigree or whatever you want to call it.
I was talking with a guy who is, you know, a very nice guy, and he's a Lord of the Rings player. And he had some Knights of Dol Amroth. He sent me a picture, and he goes, "Do you think the contrast paints would work on these?" And I go, I was like, "Dude, the knights are all metal. What are you doing? There's no metal contrast paint." And he's like, "Well, I was thinking for like the tabards." I'm like, "They're just blue. Just put blue paint on there. You have blue paint. It's not hard."
Yeah, I think there's gonna be. I'm actually painting all of the Lord of the Rings stuff I have. I'm gonna be doing top to bottom contrast for the Lord of the Rings stuff I have. But I also don't have Knights of Dol Amroth.
Well, I mean, it's just like
I've got Rohan and Mordor. So.
I mean, people are getting goofy with it, like where it's like, stop and think for a second.
I did see a pretty fucking cool unit of Necron Immortals that was all done with contrast paints as
Non-Metallics.
Yeah, pretty cool. I was like, that's actually pretty rad. Yeah. Ended up looking very cool.
As I say, these are professionals. We have to wait to see the schlubs. You can't just say like, "Oh, contrasts are amazing," by looking at golden demon winners.
It's not going to make schlubs a better painter. It doesn't matter.
That's the thing.
But I don't care about
that.
I care about what I'm going to do with it.
My problem, and it's weird. It's like my problem is not with the paints. My problem is with people and their fervor over them, thinking that this is going to like transform the hobby. I'm like, no, it's going to make you
get shit done faster.
It's not going to make you a better painter. You're still a shitty painter. It's just going to make you a faster shitty painter. That's all it's going to do.
Well, you'll be able to get an army done now.
And then you're going to see people putting up their shitty shit on eBay saying,
and you follow me at Game Classy Joe.
Museum. Yes, exactly. Museum quality army.
It's top museum
top
quality.
Top museum quality army for sale. And when it's like, no, I should be able to buy this old unit from you for half the price because it's shitty, but because you slap some contrast paint on it now, you think it's worth more.
No,
Go fuck yourself.
I think the average paint jobs have gotten so much better in recent years from what I've seen.
No. It has not.
You're allowed to be wrong.
No, I would agree with you. Then we'd both be wrong, Steve.
Because they're like the people who are like just throwing shit on, slapping paint on models have always just slapped paint on models. But that the amount of people who are just like following like the basic like base coat wash, like the standard, like that percentage has grown. I have not seen.
That's true. That's schlubby.
In the last 3 years, I've been to, I've seen tournaments where I've been like back in the sixth edition, it'd be like, ew. Like go looking at like the crop of the armies, it'd be like, yikes.
The crop of the armies.
Yeah, yikes. Now I think I've gotten like, there's one dude whose shit's unfinished. Always. There's one guy. Yeah. His shit is just not done. It's just like, you just spray painted that and did a wash. You didn't do anything else. You didn't even base your models. Like, there's that guy. And then there's one guy that's just like, you don't really know what you're doing. But the vast majority of people, like when I went to the last two Age of Sigmar tournaments I've been to, every army was like at least a five. Every army was at least a five.
I will give you that. But I think, granted, I haven't been to that many tournaments. Like Adepticon is my... And most people who go to Adepticon, at least in the 40K and fantasy tournaments, bring some really nice stuff.
Yeah, was it? Like, it's at least a five.
These are people who care about their hobby.
It's at least a five.
Yeah, I mean, I might go a little bit lower, but it's, you know, I'm a little more of a.
But you don't even have a golden demon.
I do not have a golden demon. I have several painting awards, sir.
Not a golden demon.
not even a bronze.
Not even, no.
Staff doesn't count. And I was a staff for most of the time. I competed once.
But you still didn't get a staff
one.
No.
I didn't really compete in staff, though. I've only entered golden demon three times, I think, twice as staff and once as when I was outside of staff. And the once when I got outside of staff, I made I was all the way up until like the final judging, and I was just in like, you know, the fourth and fifth place. So I was, I felt good about that. But then the year after that, they stopped doing Golden Demons. So
well, they're coming back now.
They are coming back, and I'm going to enter, and I'm going to do some stuff. I have some really nice stuff that I have never entered that I want to enter. So we're gonna see. I'll probably just end up in fourth and fifth place again, but it's not. I'm not gonna worry about it. It's not about that.
It's gonna bother you forever.
Maybe. My favorite part is that there are some local Chicago people who are fairly well-known painters who are going to enter, and I know the judges that will probably be in Golden Demon this year, and I know that they hate their paint style. Hate their paint style, and they will take every opportunity known to mankind to be like, nope. So it makes me, if you know the people that I'm talking about, you're laughing to yourself right now, but I don't want to say any names.
That's a very local deep cut, which
that's
I don't
a
think
local
anyone's gonna get.
People. Very local deep cut.
I don't
cut.
Think anyone's gonna get that.
Yeah. So me and you will get that.
Oh, I got it.
So I mean, like, as I say, don't put all of your eggs into the contrast basket. How about that? Like, they're fun to play, and for a person like me who has 800 unpainted armies at home, maybe I'll be able to get through one or two of them pretty quickly, but I honestly don't see them as being that much of a game changer.
Just make sure you top coat them. That's the big thing I've heard. Like they really need a top coat. Like when you're done with your contrast, you have to do a top coat.
Because Games Workshop has to put out another matte varnish. Because
well, you can do a brush. Any varnish. Like just
no
spray.
It can't be shiny.
Spray.
It can't be shiny, Steve.
Whatever. You just need to do
the contrast paints do have a shine to them.
Yes, but
they
you also need to do a varnish over them. Period. Because they're after they dry, they're you can rub them off. Reasonably easily.
With my penis? Can I rub them off with my penis?
I mean,
Archeon.
Do you think your penis could tackle something as large as a Games Workshop model?
Small penis joke. Penis joke.
You know, you threw a slow pitch softball. I'm gonna hit it. you went real slow. Underarm lob. And nice. I was like,
It was like the policeman versus fireman's softball tournament.
Yes. Just like that.
Just like that. All right. So contrast paints. That's my feeling. And once again, I'm not poo-pooing the contrast paints. I think that they're very good for what they are. I just think that people have inflated what they will do. They are not the Jesus of paints.
They're exciting.
I don't think that they're exciting.
They're exciting. I'm looking forward to them. I think they're going to be something that's... they're just going to be another nice thing to help do shortcuts. They're
yes.
more shortcuts.
Very
which,
true.
Which is good.
Yeah.
I like shortcuts.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
The movie Shortcuts I think it's the same guy who did Ocean's 11.
Never heard of such a thing.
No.
I'm
going to be a sexy movie of the 90s.
I'm going to be giving them a go with the one thing of contrast plus one edge highlight. That's what I've seen. And it looks like that's a pretty good, that's the level I want to see, because that's some of the stuff I've seen. People are like, yep, it's this and it's like this, and then one edge highlight, and I was like, that doesn't look like it could possibly be that. So
Robert
Altman, give it a go.
Robert Altman directed Shortcuts.
Robert Kirkman.
Robert Altman.
Kirkman.
You don't like Robert Kirkman.
I don't even know who Robert Kirkman is. I don't even know why I know the name.
It's Kirkman. I think it's Robert Kirkman is the guy who did Walking Dead.
Ah, okay. So there you go. That's why I know the name.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know Kirkman is the guy who did Walking Dead. I think his first name's Robert.
Kirks.
Yeah. No, Robert Altman is the guy who he did. Woodstock was one of his big ones. Nashville was his. He did the Popeye movie.
Oh, all right. Rob Williams?
Yes.
Nice.
Olive oil. With a big musical. They filmed it in Malta, I believe, or Cyprus, somewhere around there. That's Robert Altman.
Oh, I'm with olive oil. She'll be sticking in her ass.
He died recently. Did couple weird movies in his late life. He did Prairie Home Companion, the movie. Gosford Park, which I liked quite a bit.
That's the one that has the poster of the dude in the derby with the apple for a face or whatever, right?
No, that's actually a Magritte painting, but it's close.
It's like a play on that painting.
Yes, a little bit. It's kind of like Downton Abbey, pre-Downton Abbey. It was like the prototype Downton Abbey. Yeah, those are some of the movies.
Downtown Abbey?
Yes, Downtown Abbey. So anyway, that's your Robert Altman brief history of a man whose batting percentage was probably about 60-40 when it came to most of his movies, so...
So
60 was the hit. Yeah, he had about 60 quality movies, 40% of the bad and were not so great, but he made long rambling movies where people would just talk and he'd follow them around with a microphone. So the sound wasn't always great.
That ratio is better than George Lucas.
It's true. George Lucas.
They're friends.
Lucas directed only what, 5 movies his entire life?
Well, he did the 3 prequels, which are all garbage.
Yeah, he did New Hope.
And then he did New Hope.
That Red Wings movie, right?
He did American Graffiti, which is garbage.
Oh, yeah, American Graffiti and THX-1138. No, American
Graffiti.
Are we
going to count THX? Because I don't think that's a full. That's not a that wasn't a feature length movie, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Was it? Okay. I don't know.
I will back American Graffiti. It's actually a pretty decent
American
movie.
American Poopfeedy. Poopfeedy.
It's not a movie you would like.
Now I'm thinking about foot fetishists, poor combination scatologists, so they're thinking about pooping on feet.
Yeah.
Poopfeedy.
Yeah, let's see. Where's his directing credits? I'm gonna pull this up because I want to look at his actual directing credits.
Fartman?
No. Wow, he has a lot of writing credits, but I think that's just because he's a creator.
Wow, my goiter told me. My goiter told me to.
You love his goiter.
I don't love it. It terrifies me.
You know, one of the things I absolutely love about George Lucas is the fact that they actually had Star Wars Celebration in Chicago this year. He lives in Chicago, and he did not show up for it. All right, so he did American. Okay, yeah, so he only really did directing wise. Producer.
It had to be
producer.
The movies that we just listed. I don't think there's anything else.
So I guess he didn't direct Red Tails or whatever it was. So he did Star Wars Episode 4, then 3, 2, and 1, American Graffiti, THX-1138, and that is it. Yeah, so that's all he's done. So
you've got arguably one really good movie in there?
No, I like THX-1138. It's 70s, and it's his first movie, so I'm going to give him a pass on that. American Graffiti is a good movie. Star Wars, the first Star Wars, I think is a solid movie. So he's at about 50%.
That's still less than this Altman guy.
That's true. It is less than Altman. But if I'm going to make an honest comparison, I'm sorry, people who are listening to this podcast who are listening to me wax and wane about this, but the... if I'm going to do that, I have to really, like, pull out the Altman list and go, like, yes, and then we'll just, like, basically be listing that, and then I'd have to call up Kevin from Comic Book Logic and be like, Kevin, what's Robert Altman's batting percentage? Wait, actually, I'm going to do that right now, because he's probably awake just doing that. What's Robert Altman's batting average?
This is going to be great if he actually just is like, I don't know, what sport? Softball? Baseball?
All right, we'll see if he texts me before the end of before the end of the podcast. But he's probably going to give me the batting average, so I'll have to interpret it from there. Okay, so next thing, we're finally getting some updates on the General's Compendium for 2019 coming out. I think it's next week.
Soon.
Or next week or 2 weeks or something like that.
It's soon.
One of the things that I think Steve is most interested in, and me as well, is the 1,000-point Age of Sigmar games.
Meeting engagement, I
meeting
think
engagements.
Yeah.
Or bridal engagements.
What's that? When you do the math, you choose McGrath.
Something like that. So they've basically redesigned the game from scratch, but...
They made a pretty dope Warbands variant.
It is a dope war. So... For those who are unaware, your army is 1,000 points, and you have to take it in 3 different chunks. You have, like, the forward, the main, the vanguard, the main force, and then the rear guard.
Yes, and you can split up your army however you wish.
Yes. They give you certain things, like your vanguard can only be core units.
They're all of the three different... groups of the army have different list building restrictions. The only 100% requirement is the main body has to have one battle line.
Yes, and one hero, I believe.
So that's a requirement. And the other big thing is your units can only be their minimum size. So if you have like a 3 to 6 unit, that is a unit of 3. You cannot go higher than that.
Yes. Except in the rear guard, you can have one unit that you can double the size of.
And then there's another exception for War Scroll Battalions. But I don't know how often that's going to come up because War Scroll Battalions are a lot of points.
Yeah.
So, like
when you're paying 75 to 100 points, that's a tenth of your army.
In Nurgle's case, the cheapest battalion, I think, in my army is 220 points. So
yeah, that's a lot of points.
Yeah, it's just like quarter my army in a battalion, so... We'll see if that comes up a lot, but I'm very excited about that format.
I do also like that they say that the tables should be a 3x3 or 4x4.
Yes, it's not a full-size game, which is awesome.
Yes, and the so basically turn one, your vanguard's on the table, and I think your main force comes on from a deployment.
Scenario dependent
in turn one. And then the rear guard can deploy up on turn two.
Yeah, and then there's different scenarios that change the order of when things appear or where they appear. Like, there's definitely going to be one where it's like you have, like, a fucking warp thing, and it's just like, they show up here. Like, they come out of the astral gate or whatever.
These guys deep strike and drop pods.
Come out of the astral gate.
Come out of the ass.
Yeah, the astral gate. Just a giant butt. They eat ass.
Can I 3D print you a giant butt for your Nurgles to come out of? Like, with a warp? Like, sing in the butthole.
As long as it looks nurgly, sure.
Well, no, it would just be a big
Then you don't need to 3D print it. I could just buy a fucking sex toy.
It's true, you could.
You could just buy one of those gelatinous asses with a hole in it and be like, boop. Just set that on the table and be like, boop.
I think people would like
this
that.
This is my warp gate. It's my warp gate.
It's the ass of Nurgle.
That's a sex toy. It is. I've fucked it.
Well, that's going to the too far end.
No. Not far enough.
Not far enough. No, it sounds interesting. I'm pretty excited about that. I think I'm looking forward to playing a couple games of that. Yeah, with 1,000 points, you can still field a decent amount of stuff. As I say, my only issue with this 1,000 point thing, and I hope it's something that they address in the actual rules. I don't think they've published everything.
They have.
Is that certain units, when you have to have a minimum unit size of 20. To get certain bonuses. So, for example, Dark Elf Spearmen, or whatever they call them now.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they're going to change that at all, because they very likely were like, yeah, you don't get that.
Yeah.
Like,
then
don't take that unit.
It's a problem when that's your battle line for the whatever the Dark Elves are, whatever that's called.
Spears. Specifically, that might not be the best example, because I don't think they really have a super big concern about the legacy armies in this brand new format.
Very true. Very true. They don't have they care about legacy armies in anything.
Yeah, because they've done a pretty good job of like keeping the other stuff like relevant. Like dwarves are one, like classic, like regular ass dwarves are one of the better armies in Age of Sigmar, which is cool. Because they don't have anything new, and they're just like, yeah, if you just take a straight up like old dwarf army, it's pretty fucking good. Like it's not bad. So they do a good job of. The old stuff existing is not just lip service, I would say. However, for a format like this, which is something new they haven't done, they're not going to be like, we need to make sure that all of the legacy units are also really heavily supported in this new format.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, for me, it's dumb because you don't get, like, any army that has archers as their baseline, you generally, or anything that would be on a 25mm round, usually gets bonuses when you have double the unit size. And since you can't do that, except in the rear guard...
So there you go.
Yeah, that would be... And then, but once you lose one guy in the rear guard, it's all over. Actually, no, because the Dark Elves is actually kind of a bad example, because Dark Elves, if you do take them, the unit size is transferred over to any neighboring unit. So, like, if you have spearmen and you have another 10-man unit of spearmen, they count as 20 together.
Ah, see, there you go.
So you get the bonus for that. But wood elves, for the archers, get the bonus when they're shooting, and you don't get that if you are next to each other. So I know that was super technical and not funny and not entertaining, and I apologize for that here. And I'm still waiting for Kevin to talk to me about Robert Altman. I'm not even on red. He hasn't even left me on red yet. Or seen.
Damn.
Yeah. Anything else gaming-wise? I know you don't care because you've been playing a game that no one else plays. Fallout 76.
Again, like I said, according to the internet, yes, and they're very wrong, but sure.
Yeah. Are you excited about a Cyberpunk 2077 or whatever it is?
Eh.
With Keanu Reeves?
I think Keanu Reeves will be fun, but from what everything from assuming the game, it kind of looks shitty. The graphics are good. The graphics are real good.
Yeah.
But, like, you can play as a netrunner, but instead of having a cool, like, cyberspace, like, netrunning minigame, you just press F to hack.
I mean, that's kind of how hacking is.
You mean like IRL?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just press F to hack. No, because
I mean, like, most of the time hacking is, hi, I'm from IT. I found
Can you send me your password?
Yeah, I found a glitch on your computer. Can you send me your password?
The biggest thing, like, with fucking, like, the goddamn Shadowrun Genesis game, when you hack a terminal, you go into a crazy fucking busted-ass virtual reality
thing.
Yeah. Like, how is the fucking Genesis game gonna show up your brand new, like, killer app? So, I was kind of like, eh.
Because it's like, what it should be is you go into it and it looks like you're going into an old, like, Atari game is what it looks
like.
Yeah, like,
that
like,
would be fucking
cyberspace
dope.
Cyberspace should look like an Atari game.
They could just do, like, Asteroids. Like, literally anything would be better
what
than just
be,
hitting F.
What would be funny is if it was, like, an old black guy, like you'd see in the old Atari thing, except it's got Keanu Reeves, like, 2D face plastered on it.
You didn't play Nier Automata, but
no, I did not.
Nier Automata has better fucking hacking than this game, because in Nier Automata, when you hack one of the androids, you play a bullet hell mini game where you're like flying around and shooting shit, like kind of like R-Type to do your hacking, and it's fucking awesome. It's one of the most coolest things in the game, and it's very fast and it never gets boring. So I don't know. I just like to see that, and it just seems like. I don't know. I will wait and see how this game plays out.
Did you want
out.
Like Keanu Reeves to like pull out his cock and stick it into the computer? Like, I'm hacking the system.
Yeah.
Why would
anyone's answer to that be no?
Apparently, you get to have sex with Keanu Reeves in the game.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense though, because he's a virtual reality thing in your head.
You can still have sex with a virtual reality thing in your head. It's just virtual reality sex. Which is actually you playing a video game of virtual reality sex.
Press F to sex?
Yes, press F to sex.
It's not working. So I'm kind of like, eh, I sleep. Right now, I sleep.
You're not woke?
Yeah, I sleep. Cyberpunk? I sleep.
Yeah, I don't know. What was the big convention where there was at
E3?
Yeah, I don't know what else they've announced at E3.
There's a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, I don't. I was
Baldur's Gate 3 is the big,
you love Baldur's
the
Gate.
Big, that's the big tabletop. The big tabletop connection would be Baldur's Gate 3.
Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah, it's gonna be it's gonna be fun.
I
love Baldur's Gate 2.
I know
and
you.
Then,
you.
And then there, I was one thing that actually kind of super tilted me that they're doing a. HD remastered versions of all the Interplay like classics, so like Baldur's Gate, Baldur's Gate 2, Neverwinter Nights, and Icewind Dale. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And Planescape Torment. And I was like, sweet, that sounds cool. And then I saw it was gonna be $50. And I'm like, that's kind of expensive, but it's worth it. That's a lot of quality games. Turns out it's $50 for two games, and there's three packs. It's three games, so it's $150 for them. And I'm just like, they're gonna need to. I would need to see some like because. Their console ports for games that were very much mouse and keyboard games, but supposedly, in addition to them having optimized the graphics, they're also supposedly optimized for controller, which is not impossible because I really very much like playing Diablo 1 on PlayStation, and then Diablo 3 is also an excellent port on PlayStation
Diablo
4.
Diablo Canyon 1, why can't you be like Diablo Canyon 2?
I really like Diablo 1. And actually, just think about it now. You know what's weird? Diablo 2 was never ported to anything. It was only on PC. But yeah. Diablo 1 was on multiple consoles, I believe, and then Diablo 3 was on everything.
Well, I
no Diablo
I guess.
2. Huh. It's weird.
I don't know. I never played Diablo. Never played it.
It's a dungeon crawl. It's just fun.
I mean, like, I get it.
Yeah. You just run around, you click on guys, they die, you get experience, level up.
When people talk to me about, like, video games, like, and they're, like, trying to explain to me, I'm like, no, I get it. I just get it. I don't have time to play video games.
It's just a...
I have a choice. I can.
It's not deep. It's just Diablo.
I have children and a job.
Although 3 sucks.
I can either paint my minis or play video games. I can't do both. I don't have the time for
both. See, now with contrast paints, you could.
No, I could not. No, I could not. Because I'm probably not going to... I'm going to pick some up to play with. I'm going to pick up, like, the basic, like...
You're just going to drink them.
Some sweet, sweet... It's like, Steve, I drank the Codras Bates. I can see God.
I need more.
I can't just see God.
They got me on a limit one. I can't handle it.
I am God. I'm like Job from the fucking...
That's when you drink them all.
With die. Yeah, I'm Job from the Lawnmower Man. Yeah. I'm the contrast paint man.
The contrast mower man.
And then I get a job working on Lost. It's a weird side
character.
And
you're mowing the lawn.
I'm mowing the lawn. Poor Job. He just wanted to be in his weird virtual reality world.
It was like a weird kind of like Flowers for Algernon kind of movie. It was odd.
And I get Flowers for Algernon. It's just not like, it's one of those things. It's like, we get it. We've seen it done. Move on.
They just really wanted to use that sweet, sweet 90s CG.
CG, that's the thing. They were like, we're onto something. Sweet CG. So we're going to do, what is it, the Philip K. Dick story? I'm assuming they're all 90s sci-fi or Philip K. Dick stories. Yeah. We're just going to put this out there. We're going to go from here. Just like all horror movies were just pretty much Clive Barker movies from the 90s. So we're going to do that. You ever seen Nightbreed? Kind of.
And then Candyman.
The Candyman came
out. I've been watching some Joe Bob Briggs.
I love Joe Bob Briggs.
I watched Chud. That movie fucking blows.
Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers?
It's contamination hazard urban disposal or something along those lines. But yes.
I think maybe it was Chud 2 is cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
I think it's both, but in the film Chud,
they
specifically say like it's something about disposing of their waste. But anyway, that movie's terrible. It's really bad.
Yeah, it's
not
boring.
It's not good. It's boring. The effects suck. All they did was make a mask and a fucking hand. Although it is a weird kind of like everyone from Home Alone is in the movie. And then there's also John Goodman, he's really good in it.
Yeah.
But overall, the movie kind of sucks ass, and I don't know why it has a cult following.
John Goodman? Best part of Arachnophobia.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And he's the best part of Chud. But yeah, Chud's really shitty. Like
of course it's gonna be shitty if you only focus on the pimps and the Chuds.
it was just weird because like
two Simpsons references for me and about three for you.
It was just weird because it's like it's such a huge cult movie and like it's ass. Normally when there's a huge cult movie and I watch it, even if I don't end up enjoying it, I can at least be like,
what are your feelings on Basket Case?
I like Basket Case.
Basket Case is amazing.
Yeah, I like Basket Case. Basket Case.
I forgot how silly Basket Case is, and how New York like 70s Basket Case is.
Yeah, Basket Case is funny. Basket Case is self aware. It's also like entertaining. Yeah. There's a movie there.
Yeah.
Like Chud's just like Daniel Stern and the dad from Home Alone, like trying to like be art house nerds doing a horror film.
Yeah,
with no respect for the genre or like love in their heart for it. They're just like,
we're gonna do a scary movie. I don't know. I've been on kind of a resurgence on these like on horror, like 80s and 90s horror, and I still think probably the best out of the era for me personally is Sleepaway Camp.
I think that's an 80s one though, right?
Yes.
I think that I would be so bold as to say the best 90s horror film overall. And I think there's a lot of excellent 90s horror films, but yeah. I think for me, the best 90s horror film is Candyman.
Well, Candyman is a solid horror movie.
Yeah,
it's not like
Candyman's very
but
good.
But I guess Candyman does have a very 90s vibe to it. I'm talking about, what I'm talking about, like, is that I think Sleepaway Camp kind of encapsulates the era.
But Sleepaway Camp's a fantastic 80s horror film. Yeah. And that's the thing. There is the divide between the 80s style horror and the 90s style horror. Yeah. It's a very specific, like the 90s style horror.
90s is very flashy. It's very Clive Barker.
And 90s definitely moved to the metaphysical, like there's like, you know, Candyman, In the Mouth of Madness, Event Horizon.
Do you read Sutter Kane?
Do you read Sutter Kane?
And Event Horizon's really good too.
Event Horizon.
But like that, like that's the 90s horror kind of like that was the thing.
Yeah,
the 80s horror is all very, you know, 80s horror is very Chopping Mall.
Yeah, it's very physical. It's very like we're gonna. There's slasher. They're very slasher.
There's something gonna. Even if it's supernatural, it's something that's going to physically murder you.
Yeah.
The 90s was a lot of like there was a lot more like, not minus Candyman obviously, but like they're like
and Scream.
Yeah.
But I don't even really consider Scream that much of a horror movie.
Scream's like a fucking horror, like meta commentary film. Yeah.
Liberal.
And it has Matthew Lillard in it.
Parents are going to be so pissed.
My parents are going to be so angry. Yeah. But yeah, the 90s was definitely moved towards like the more almost Lovecraftian.
And then
horror.
In the 2000s, we just got Japanese imports.
For the early 2000s, yeah, which like the Ring and
even the late 2000s. Well, the late 2000s, I think, was more Rob Zombie-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
You had a lot of that, like
the new Grindhouse.
Yeah,
which I'm not a fan of.
Not a fan of either. And now you just have the most epic horror movies of all time, where you're just like, what the fuck are people doing anymore?
Yeah,
where they're coming up with this shit.
Yeah, horror movies are all over the place now.
I cannot wait to fucking see Midsommar. I think that comes out in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, Midsommar looks really good. Hereditary was awesome.
Midsommar. Let's be racist against white people again. Midsommar is exactly what happened when you have a white ethno state. That's what you get. You get Midsommar.
Also, the movie with Nicolas Cage.
Mandy?
No, that one's good too. But the where he punches the lady with the bear. The Wicker Man.
Yeah, the Wicker Man.
That's also white ethno state.
Yeah. Wheaton's about 5 years away from the Wicker Man.
It's true.
I look forward.
They're going to dump bees on you.
I'm looking forward to when they get you and put you in the giant Wicker Man and dump bees on you.
It won't be me. I won't be beed.
you're totally going to get
beed. You're going to get beed.
You don't leave your house, which is true.
See?
Probably won't be beed.
You're going
to
be beed.
I'm going to be the one who's going to be kidnapped while going to the Wheaton Farmer's Market and be like, oh, look at this. They have honey buns.
And
they stick a bag over my head and it's full of bees.
And me, I'm going to be on Twitter and I'm going to be like, oh, man. Joe got beed.
Killing me won't bring back the bees.
Oh, God, no, not the bees. That'll be you and me. I'll be reading about it on Twitter. Yeah. Probably while taking a shit.
Yeah, probably. I look forward to you saving me Mandy style with the chainsaw duel.
I might. I might.
Joe got kidnapped.
Yeah, Joe's getting beat. Time for me to get a fucking chainsaw that's like 20 feet long and go have a duel.
Yes, a duel.
You know what's sweet? I was thinking about it. You know what we really have to thank for Mandy? The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, but think about it like this. The Mandy was done by Elijah Wood's production company.
That's true.
And there's no way he would have had the kind of money to throw around for a production company if he wasn't
in
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. That's very true.
And Peter Jackson, horror director.
He wanted, I think there was someone who wanted him to play Aragorn, too.
Ooh,
Nick
Elijah
Cage.
Wood?
No. This was way back in the 90s. Like, he was like one of the names that was up for Aragorn.
Where they were just like anyone and everyone can play. Or Nick Cage can play anyone and everything. I love Nick Cage. I think he's great. I really do. I like Nicolas Cage a lot. I love that he's willing to do, like, Nicolas Cage, for as much as like he's like, you know, funny and like, you know, there's all the Nicolas Cage memes. He's really good and he just kind of does everything. And the best movies he's in are movies like Mandy, where like the director's just like, dude, just fucking go off. Like, just let Nick Cage do whatever. Like, I love any of the movies where Nick Cage gets to be Nick Cage is really good. Like the scenes in Snake Eyes where he's just like fucking losing his goddamn mind.
Snake Eyes is such a terrible movie.
It's bad, but like the Nick Cage is good. What's the one? Moonstruck? Yeah. Moonstruck. Yeah, he's dope in Moonstruck.
The movie where Cher won an Academy Award.
Yeah.
I was like we're going to talk about like Bad Lieutenant, Portage of New Orleans, something like that. You don't have a favorite crack pipe? Great line. No, he turned down the role of Aragorn. Apparently he was offered the role and he turned it down.
He'd have been fine. I actually think that 90s Nick Cage would have been fine. Maybe not now, Nick Cage.
Wow.
He's got to. The problem with Nick Cage now is that he's like, he's Nick Cage. Like,
yeah, he's leaned into it.
Right. Like, when you see him in a movie now, you're expecting there's a certain level of expectation that needs to be met.
If Nick Cage did play Aragorn, we'd get a 28mm Aragorn that we could, Nick Cage that we could paint in our tabletop.
That's true.
Oh my God, Frodo! We've got to get the ring!
Frodo, we've got to get out of here!
I'm not going through the goddamn mines of Moria!
They called it a mine! A mine!
Salted pork.
Nick Cage would have been amazing in The Hobbit, though. Imagine him as fucking Thorin.
Oh, man.
That's
Nick Cage in Oakenshield?
Yes. Yes!
He would have been really good as Dane.
Yeah,
Nick Cage would have been perfect as Dane.
He just shows up. Instead of a crazy Scottish Billy Connolly.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Billy Connolly, very fun as Dane. But also, Nick Cage would have been really good as Dane.
I'm going to ride a pig. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to ride my pig. I'm going to... What's going to happen is, I'm going to go back there. I'm going to get on my pig. I'm going to ride back over here. I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
I'm going to beat the fucking shit out of you. Have you ever fucked with a man with an axe? Sorry.
You fuck with a man riding a pig.
God damn. Another good horror movie that's coming out. I want to say it's in the fall. Is they got The Lighthouse is coming out. And that's done by the guy who did The Vavitch.
The Vavitch.
He's doing...
Would you like to live deliciously?
Would you like to live deliciously? It's a movie. It's about, like, fucking two lighthouse keepers. And, like, that's all. But apparently it's gotten, like, standing ovations and shit like that. And it's a horror movie. So I'm kind of excited. It's got Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson in it. I'm like, fucking Willem Dafoe in the witch.
I love Willem Dafoe.
I can't do a Willem Dafoe accent at
all. No one
can do
a Willem Dafoe. Only Willem Dafoe. Hello. Only he has that power.
Peter.
Only Peter. Only he has that power.
You know, I'm something of a scientist, too. my
favorite meme going around this month is it says corporations during Pride Month, and it's the picture of him, and it says, you know, I'm something of a homosexual myself. And it's just a fucking crossed out and written over. It's pretty good. How do you do, fellow gays?
As weird as this sounds, I do... Really, I prefer Spider-Man 1 to Spider-Man 2. People love Spider-Man 2 and think
that
it's great.
I would be so bold as to say that is a hot take.
I think Spider-Man 1 is a better movie. I'm not saying Spider-Man 2 is not a bad movie. Spider-Man 1, I think, is very underrated, and people don't talk about it as much. It's fantastic fucking movie.
Spider-Man 1 has the Nickelback thing, though, so like that's a huge knock against it.
And that's disgusting, by the way. Spider-Man... Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, dude. You're making my eyes water.
A new hero will save us. Joe smelling my ass today.
I can't breathe. Can you smell that too? Cole's halfway across the room.
It went across the room. Around the world. Around the world.
Yeah,
the best thing? That was literally like a...
And the best thing... The best thing is that you... I at least claim to eat so much healthier than me, but you produce those smells.
Oh, dude, no, you eat a fucking heavily vegetable based diet. Oh man, that shit is like.
Anyway, Spider-Man 2, I think is bloated in comparison to Spider-Man 1. I do like Doc Octopus, and I like a lot of the scenes in Spider-Man 2. But Spider-Man 2 has one of the most fatal flaws of all comic book movies, where the hero loses his power for some odd reason.
I do hate that. I do absolutely despise that trope. But I will give, at least at the very least, they had the courtesy to leave it to the second fucking movie, because like
usually it's in the first movie.
It's so like, oh, the hero gained their powers and lost their powers in the same fucking movie. Cool. Yeah.
I mean, that's
like the first Fantastic Four, where like he becomes Ben Grimm and then also loses the Ben Grimm powers.
He makes the choice to go back get the Ben Grimm powers.
The weight of that choice is completely shit upon by the fact that he just literally turned into a rock dude like a week ago.
Yeah. No, I'm aware of the issues with these movies. This is part of the problem. I mean, it's like the Dark Phoenix movie that's coming out is like,
it's already out and it is getting shit
idea. Yeah, it is like, people are like, when will people stop hiring Simon Kinberg to write to write these superhero movies? He's terrible at them. And he directed this one, which I think they were just trying to get shit out before Disney bought Fox.
Yeah, I mean, this was already done. This movie was done before that. Was it was in the can before that deal happened.
Yeah, but I think they were rushing it for a couple different reasons.
Oh, yeah.
One, to get Sophie Turner during her Game of Thrones hiatus, and the other one was because they knew that Disney was going to buy Fox, so they wanted to get out as much of their shit as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Like New Mutants. Anyway, we're not even talking about gaming anymore. So
I don't think we really talked much about gaming at all.
We did. We talked about contrast paints in the General's Compendium.
True. And gaming.
There was a comment on YouTube that popped up, and it was the one where I said in-depth review of Pathfinder 2. It was literally like, they don't even talk about it's 6 minutes in and they haven't even talked about it yet. I'm like, 6 minutes in?
Yes.
I was hoping that this guy was like joking, but I don't think he was.
Yes, got him.
If you were joking about it, I'm sorry that I did not get your sarcasm in there, but you got to like do something to like make it more like, at least let me know, like, these guys are so vulgar. Like, just put that in there so that way I know you're at
They're
least...
They're so vulgar!
Yeah.
As for me,
Got him.
Got him.
I still say we should make every episode.
Thumbs down.
Every episode named some in-depth review of something we don't talk about. Like, not even mention, like, in passing.
I don't know. What's there's nothing out right now that would be
just
like...
Just make it up.
That wouldn't
just be like
review.
An in-depth review of Twilight Imperium 4th edition. Yeah. Just, like, slap that on there.
Slap it on.
Yeah.
Keep just slapping it on.
Yeah, because I just imagine some fucking hyper nerd going like, when are they going to get to the game? And then it's just over. They're like, no! Like they're in their car, just
they
like
talked about penises. They spent 5 minutes talking about Nicolas Cage's asses.
They talk about genitals and then Nicolas Cage, and they didn't mention Twilight Imperium not once.
They were racist against white people and Japanese and the Nipponese.
Nicolas Cage.
good times. Rabbit. Do you see the new Kevin finally texted me.
Hey,
let's see what he says.
Dun 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 dun.
God damn, Kevin.
He didn't know what you were talking about.
Well, pushing glasses up. Well, setting aside that I'm probably the wrong person to ask because I like almost all of his movies for one reason or another, the misses are as interesting sometimes as all of the hits. That's what my friendship is like with Kevin. So
take that. He didn't even give you a batting average.
He didn't even give me a batting average. I'm making fun of you on the podcast. He doesn't care. He doesn't listen.
Yeah.
Doesn't like gaming. Well, anyway, I will say that he's at a 60% average on decent movies. That's being generous. That's like even his worst. That's like giving some movies that are borderline bad, like just because he's got quality skills as a director. So, anyway, go to Game Classy Podcast at Facebook, our Facebook page. Best way you can get in contact with us and comment with us. Oh shit. Yen sent us something that he wanted us to talk about.
Oh, yeah. He also wanted us to dunk on Scandinavia again. Take that, you dumb gargantuan Swedes.
You know what? I don't want to, like, be forced to make fun of a country. I want it to become organic.
Scandinavia isn't a country.
Yeah, oh, there you go. See, it's organic. it was just about the contrast paints, which we already got. Oh, said
I'm just going to chug them. The question is, do you chug them by color or do you mix the colors first? See,
well, that's the thing is like you got to find out what are the better flavors to mix with. What alcohol mixes best with contrast paints? Yeah, that's another question.
Which monster? Which boomer juice can I mix with it?
The answer is vodka. Vodka mixes with literally everything.
That's a cheat. You can't use that. It's a hack. It's banned.
Vodka, you could literally mix with everything, and it's okay.
It's not allowed.
Every juice, everything.
Juice. Juice by Joe. Juice by Joe. Go, Joe.
So let's see. He actually says 31 movies of his that he's seen. He'd say 12 of them are great / essential. Another 10 are worth seeing. So let's say call that 22 out of 31. So yeah, it's about 60%. I was good. Okay, we're good there. And Kevin, of course, being in his long-winded self, doesn't understand that I'm on a podcast and
which
I need
is,
to be punchy.
But hey, it's better than Lucas.
It is better than Lucas.
And you gave Lucas a 50. I say Lucas is below 50. But either way, even with both of our thresholds, still, this guy's better.
When was the last time you saw American Graffiti? Exactly.
Like 20 years ago. It was like 20 years ago.
You probably never even saw American Graffiti. You just listened to the soundtrack with Wolfman Jack.
That was like 20 years ago. That was like around 15, maybe a little younger.
Wolfman Jack, talk about here. We're going to rock around the clock.
Wasn't a fan.
The
last time I saw American Graffiti, the Star Wars prequels did not exist.
We're going to rock, around the clock. Tonight.
Yeah, it was not a. That's not. I don't know.
You guys got any drugs? Be a lot cooler. If you did. Like wait, that's another movie that just rips off American Graffiti.
If you did. That movie's not good either.
You don't like Dazed and Confused? Dazed and Confused is Richard Linklater, who I think is wholly overrated. I mean, we're getting a little movie stuff talk here, but yeah, Richard Linklater, wholly overrated. I think he did Dazed and Confused, or maybe I'm thinking Amy... damn it.
I don't know. I definitely do not. I don't know. All of those, like, what would you call those? Like, the Touchstone films? The ones that are, like, the generational thing?
It was Richard Linklater.
I didn't
show my dick on that one.
They're so...
It's fine. It's a coming
so
of...
so far away from anything that I would enjoy.
However, the coming-of-age movies of the 1990s, the ones that I think best represent the 1990s, I still think hold up.
There's no swords. There's no barbarians.
That's true.
Like...
Come on.
However, American Pie does
there's no
have the pie fucker.
There's no big titty sorceresses. Like if there's no big titty goth GF, why even bother watching it?
It's true. However, American Pie did have Shannon Elizabeth at her peak.
I don't know who Shannon Elizabeth is, but
she's the one girl who gets naked in American in American Pie.
I don't know. I like the girl from Buffy, Willow. I like her.
She's in that movie as well.
Yeah. I like her. I think she's really cute.
Also, you have Can't Hardly Wait, which I believe is an excellent movie of the 1990s.
It did. You know what? American Pie did bring a Stifler.
It did bring a Stifler.
Yeah.
As a man who graduated in 1999, the same year that movie takes place in, and they're graduating in 1999, I could tell you, aside from some of the rich suburb white people things that go on in that movie, it's pretty fucking accurate to the experience that I had at that time.
Did you know Stifler?
I did know a Stifler. 100% I knew. He was a much nicer guy. Like, he wasn't kind of like a bully like Stifler was. He's much more like Stifler is in the later movies. But yes, I did know a Stifler. I knew every single one of those kids.
That's humorous.
I was not the Jim. I was the...
Is Jim the pie fucker?
Yeah, Jim's the pie fucker.
You didn't fuck the pie?
I did not fuck the pie. I was the guy who would drink out of the flask and pretend to be all cool. I could fully admit that was me in high school.
I'm Jake Wyler.
You're Jake Wyler.
I'm Jake Wyler.
I don't know.
She's from Not Another Teen Movie.
Not Another. Oh yes.
How could you say no to me? Jake Wyler.
Oh. Yeah.
It's Captain America.
No. You're Sam, what's his face from that another teen movie, the Asian guy. The guy who pretends to be Asian. The
no.
Weeaboo. You're the total weeaboo.
Definitely not that guy, because that guy definitely.
What up, my Asian brothers?
Yeah.
That's you.
There's some good lines on that one too. But we're not gonna look each other in the eyes when we jerk each other off. That movie is far better than it has any right to be.
It's true, and it led to an entire genre of horrible movies.
It's true. That'll also give you because that film was lightning in a bottle, and like I don't know how they managed to do it, but that movie's fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
that's one of the when he comes on, he's like, oh, it's not a Sunday. It's a banana split.
That's Captain America for
it's
you.
Captain
right?
America.
With America's ass.
It's America's ass. There's a great gif because there's the scene where he comes into the school and he looks at the picture, which is him with the backpack looking at a picture of him.
Yeah.
There's a gif of that edited, and it's Captain America's butt, and he just goes and he's like, that's America's ass.
The best lines of Endgame.
That is America's ass.
All right. So yeah, best way to get in contact with us is go to the Facebook page.
Pumpkin tits.
Hold on just a second.
Was it more Kevin? What's mad at you?
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Sorry about that. That was my wife who called me, and because...
Keys.
Anyway, I have to cut this a little bit short at the end here. So, Steve, until next time...
It could be bigger than Pokemon?
Game classy.